Berman recording Roy Davis and Cecily Langdale for the Archives of American Art Oral History Program on June 26, 2007, in their gallery on East 60th Street. And I ask this of everyone, would you each state your full name and date of birth?
Leroy Davis, October 1st,
1939. Cecily Langdale Davis, July
27, 1939. Okay. Roy, I am going to begin with you. And you were born in Philadelphia.
That's right.
And could you tell me a little bit about your parents and your background?
Well, I don't know a lot about them. Both my parents, my mother died when I was 9 and my father died when I was 10. So my recollections of them are not going to be terribly meaningful other than very personal. They played absolutely no role whatsoever in what I am today in terms of my
Were their names Davis?
Yes.
And you were you adopted by another relative? What happened?
My sister and my brother, who were much older than I, brought me up. Mm-hmm. And my sister probably was the one most responsible for my interest in the arts.
And it was what? And why don't you tell me the names of
her? Her name was Sylvia Davis. She was.
It still is. She's alive.
Yeah, she's a. She was a Duncan dancer. She later on went into acting, several movies, a lot of commercials, things of that nature.
And did she act under the name of Sylvia Davis?
Yeah, she did. And my brother stayed in the family business, which was a real estate business.
And what was his name?
Leonard Davis. And shared no role again. I was sort of, Sylvia was sort of, was responsible for me.
And I guess I should ask you, how many years older than you is she?
Yeah.
So you do need me.
13 years older. Mm-hmm. So
my brother a few years more than that. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, well, that must have been hard for her as a dancer also, for them to have that kind of responsibility. I mean,
it was harder for her being married to someone and having to put up with me, because I was a pretty rat, terrible kid. And I was moved back and forth a couple of times. And then ultimately, when I was about 17, I was more or less on my own. I lived with families that I knew through settling music school in Philadelphia.
Well, when you say you're a terrible kid, you've been traumatized probably at 9 or 10.
No, I don't think so.
Well, anyway, so at some point, now where did you go to school in Philadelphia?
Central High.
Oh, the famous Central High School.
Yeah, well, it became more famous toward the very end. I mean, it was a very good school. And Tyler School of Fine Arts, which was a very small school. Have you spoken to Aaron at all? Have you?
Well, I know him, but
you know him,
mm-hmm. Right? And I used to know Pete. I really knew well.
Yeah, well, Pete. They both went to Tyler, but Aaron and I came in the same class in 1940, and I guess we were at the time the hot guns from the two cities, and Aaron's gun remained hot, and mine less so. But, and we weren't really very good, terribly close at the beginning. We knew one another, and we were a very small school. We were maybe 60, 70 people. But
well,
small school.
In high school, did you decide you wanted to be an artist or a musician, or what was the situation? I mean,
I was interested in writing, which I made some feeble attempts at, and I was interested in painting. And then I more or less focused on painting. And I met a man named Marty Jackson, who was the premier young painter at the time in Philadelphia. And he was a protege of Franklin Watkins, who taught at Tyler until the year I